Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
What do you do when the inevitable adversity enters your life? A difficult situation, some bad news, you lose the job, the medical report comes in bad, something negative happens, something you didn't anticipate that just kind of just craps on your life. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? You know, when that adversity strikes, you got to see it not just as, you know, this terrible moment, but perhaps a called moment, a moment in which you are being asked to rise up, a moment when you are being asked, being challenged, being brought to task to be able to summon your real strength, to be able to summon more empathy, more love, more caring, more strength, more ambition, more go-to-itiveness. I don't know what it is for you, but when adversity strikes, I always keep a pretty positive head on my shoulders and go, okay, this is hard. I don't pretend it doesn't suck, but I have to be able to move through it if I'm going to survive. And I know you know that as well. So what I thought I'd do is just share five big ideas with you of how to manage adversity, what to do when it strikes. How do you deal with it better than maybe you have in the past? Because I know if you're watching this or you're listening to this, you know that, you know, you're a striver already. You got some basics. You've got some resilience. It's just, it's harder now because there's so many things going on for so many people. It's harder to bounce back. It really is. When everyone's juggling so many obligations, so many ambitions, so many opportunities, man, when you stumble now, sometimes it feels like a real crash and burn. So what do? Number one, have confidence, my friend. Have confidence. I know that might sound silly or like some, you know, self-help motivational crap, but no, here's the deal. You've got to have confidence that you're going to deal with this, that it's going to go okay, that you'll turn it around, or that you'll confidently deal with it in a way in which at least you're okay with it. Now, let me qualify this. I don't mean confidence meaning like, well, negative situation, you're like, boom, boom, I've got this, I can handle this, ha, ha, ha. It's not like that. What I mean by confidence is confidence, real, genuine, authentic confidence to me simply means a belief in your ability to figure things out. That's all. When the stuff hits the fan, just go, okay, oh, I didn't want that, but I'll figure it out. That's all I want you to say. I'll figure it out. I'll handle it. Things will be okay. This is difficult. I will survive. I know that sounds so basic, but if you don't frame everything else that comes after that, it's just too hard. It's just too hard. We'll get sucked into negativity. We'll get sucked into dread or into bitterness or into sadness. We just have to immediately go, oh gosh, okay, I'm gonna have confidence. I know I can figure this out. Because you know what the reality is? You figured things out in the past that were equally as difficult or harder. Or if you haven't, if this is the biggest adversity you've ever faced in your life, guess what you're going to need to survive, my friend? Belief in your ability to figure things out. That's confidence. That's first stage. That's number one. Number two, keep perspective. And this is really important. Your adversity that seems so difficult, two things to know. Number one, you're not the first person to be challenged with that adversity. Out of 7 billion people and thousands of collected years of recorded human history, none of us are going through anything that unique. I know that sounds mean to say, but you know, I've always found that people who really believe that their adversity or difficulty is so different than everyone else that nobody can understand, they become bitter, you don't understand, or they don't ever ask for help. Because they don't think anyone can understand them. So either they get mad at everybody else, or they push everybody else away, or avoid the very thing that could serve them, which is seeking some assistance, as we'll talk about. So what I'd like you to do is keep perspective. No one is the first person to ever get cancer anymore. No one's the first person to lose a child anymore. No one's the first person to lose a limb anymore. No one's the first person to be in a car accident anymore. Other people have gone through it, so keep perspective. Realize that, you know, there's only two stories in humanity's narrative. That's struggle and progress. Lots of people struggled through what you've been through, but a lot of people have also progressed through it. So never feel alone. And realize, too, with keeping perspective, remember the times in the past that you did have some adversity. You called on some kind of strength. You summoned something. What made you help you get through it before? What helped you? You know, what helped you break through? What helped you deal with it? Can you remember those times? Think about that. What helped you before? What helped you before? Remember those times. It will help you keep perspective. You're not alone. You've been through some stuff before. Believe in your ability to figure this one out too. Next, big number three, schedule action. I love this one. Schedule action. What it means is when adversity strikes, so many people just go, oh my gosh, that's horrible. And they sit and they wait and they wait and they wait. Or they lay in bed and they're depressed and depressed and depressed. And they keep hoping for something to change. But there's only two things that change your life. Either something new comes in, some new opportunity, new person, new luck, new grace. Something new comes externally in. Or something new comes from within. Some new power, some new strength, some new ambition, some new belief, some new resolve, some new willingness to fight and make it happen. Those are the only two things that change. Either something new comes in or something new comes from within. And I tell you that because you can't just wait and hope that everything gets better. Because if it's real adversity, it's going to require action. And what I tell people is don't kind of like sometimes act to deal with it. Schedule it. What are you going to do every single day? Even if it's just three goals every day to handle that, to deal with that, to cope with that. Just three things. Sometimes those three things are simple as take a shower. You know, it's sometimes just getting out of bed, taking a shower to start the day is a win. You know, I remember when I had my brain injury, it was a huge struggle. Just basic stuff. I mean, sending an email sometimes was a win. Making a call, you know, making sure I ate lunch to keep glucose coming to my brain. Like simple things were wins, but I had to schedule things because left to my own devices, I wouldn't do anything. I'd be like on the seventh season of some show or something, you know? You got to schedule action each day, especially when it's difficult. Next idea, I kind of preface this one, but it's important to tactically do this. Ask for help. And I don't mean ask for help when you are at rock bottom, all the stuff is gone, now you're bankrupt, now you're broke, now awful things are happening. Most people ask for help way late. Soon as adversity strikes, ask for help. The second it helps, if it seems in any way overwhelming, ask for help. Say, ask your spouse or your partner, hey honey, here's what's going on. I don't know exactly how I'm gonna deal with it. You got any ideas? Or if it's a big thing, go to your business partner, go to your team, go to somebody at work and say, hey, here's a situation. Let's brainstorm some ideas of how to deal with this. That's asking for help too. If it's very, very traumatic, ask for help from a professional person in the medical or therapeutic field, psychological fields. Just get some assistance in how to think through things. Sometimes that's the greatest help we can get is, you know, even just going out with some friends or some girlfriends, sitting around the table and say, hey, this thing happened on Monday. I wonder, can I tell you guys about it and just get your perspective and just listen? Sometimes other people talking how they're dealing with it or how they've dealt with it can truly serve you. Remember, you're not alone. You've been through stuff before. So have other people. And believing in your ability to figure things out, things will start to go okay. And then last piece, maybe sometimes the adversity sticks around for a while. Honor the struggle. Honor the struggle. If you've been with me in my High Performance Academy program or any of my seminars before, you know this is a critical element, a critical mindset to all of success in life is to honor the struggle. As I said at the very beginning of this video, sometimes the struggle is put there for you. Sometimes life is happening for us to get better. And it's a demand and it's challenging and that hardship can suck, but know that struggle is necessary at this moment now. You gotta deal with it. You can't avoid it. You've gotta face this thing and say, okay, what can I move? What can I shake? Except the fact that we can't change everything, we can't influence everything, but we can change and influence our attitude, our actions each day. We can figure out something to move forward in our lives. And a little bit more that we get of those little things that we can move forward, a little bit more we feel confident again. The struggle is something to be honored because it's going to forge a greater capacity and character later on. So honor it. Don't hate it, because anything you throw hate at
that quickly amplifies into flames of fury. Instead, have patience with it. See it and recognize it as a necessary thing at this time of your life. That's why it's been put there, even if you don't want it. Have that mentality of like, okay, I'm meant to deal with this now. I didn't want to, but here it is. So how do I keep my confidence? What can I remind myself about perspective? How can I take some actions today? How can I ask for some help and honor this entire process? If you do that, you'll survive this adversity. You might just thrive through it, but no matter what, it'll put you on that other end where you start to relive in the charged life. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Do me two favors. Number one, subscribe to this channel so that you continue to get updates every time I release new training for you. And number two, if you would like to get ahead a little faster in life, what I'd like to do is give you my 10 steps to achieving anything 10 times faster. So if you have a big goal, a big dream, a big mission in life, and you just like to achieve it faster, what would you need to do? You know, this is exactly what I keep next to my computer or next to my bed. And every time I have a big dream, a big goal, I open it up and I kind of use this as my checklist to get ahead faster. Because you and I both know if you're gonna be more effective or more productive, or you are gonna achieve your goals and your dreams faster, you're gonna have to switch your perspective a little bit on achievement itself. You're gonna have to adopt new thinking patterns and habits. You're gonna have to have new daily rituals and habits. And your entire approach to learning and skill development must be better. So in order to help you do that, go to brendon.com/10x. That's Brendon, brendon.com/10x. And you can download this guide for free. Just tell me your name and email. I'm happy to email that to you for free. The same guide I use to achieve any goal or dream faster. Thanks for tuning in. Until I see you next time, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.